Welcome to another episode of Focus Asia. You will be accompanied by me, Rizzy.
And me, Firsha. Rizzy, I'm sure you already know that last week was Halloween, right?
Of course. People in foreign countries celebrate in so much fun ways.
Yep. In Indonesia, we don't celebrate Halloween, but I'm curious, if you have a chance to pick one costume concept for Halloween, what will you choose?
I think I choose to dress up as Black Widow from The Avengers. What about you, Firsha?
Cool, I think I'll dress up as Katniss Everdeen from the Hunger Games movie.
Wow, it's nice choice.
Well, now that we're talking about Halloween, did you know that there was an incident in Japan on the Halloween evening?
It's about the man who was wearing a Joker costume. I heard that he attacked the passengers on the Tokyo train line on Sunday evening around 8 PM o'clock. 70 people were injured as they headed for Halloween parties in the city.
Yeah, that incident. The witnesses say that the suspect was wearing a green shirt and purple suit, just like Joker. He sprayed a clear liquid around the carriage and set it alight. At first, the witnesses thought that it was just a Halloween stunt, but the culprit began to walk and wait for a long night.
I also heard that there's a video footage that saw passengers running through carriage away from the flames while others climbed through a window. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. According to the news outlet Kyodo, the culprit told the police that he adored the character Joker in Batman comics, but I think it's more like obsession, don't you think so?
I think so. If I'm not mistaken, the culprit also said that he had wanted to kill someone since June because he had quit his job and seen many of his friends fall apart. Local media reports say that the suspect told authorities he wanted to kill people so he could be sentenced to death.
Oh my god. And Rizzy, did you know that among all of the victims, three of them had serious wounds and an elderly man was unconscious after being stabbed in the attack?
Really? Oh my god, I hope the victim will get better.
Yeah, I hope so. And let's hope that there won't be any kind of this incident in the future.
Yeah, and listener, please be safe no matter wherever you are, because we don't know what will happen to us. I'm not trying to scare you, but just like what people say, and once of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Don't worry, I got your point, Rizzy.
Well, I guess that's all for today. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode. Bye-bye.